Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Jacinda Rearick about her very haunted life.
The biggest effect has been on my dogs. And people have said, why haven't you guys left? Well, it hasn't been that easy. I've either been recovering from the surgery and working at a vet office. I used to have 9 dogs and we're down to 5. Well, you just can't pick up and find somebody to rent to you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And we have an acre that's fenced in. And quite honestly, the house that we're in, our landlord has left us completely fixed up the way we want. So we have it all fixed up. If somebody could guarantee me that they could get rid of it, oh, I would stay. But I don't want to. Like, I've been born, like, I've lived in Montana all my life. And I always was very happy here. And I want out of here so bad. I just don't even want to be around here anymore. And it's like, my husband and I have tried very hard, you know, like we've been trying to find, like, buy a house. And I tell people, I swear this house is like Amityville Horror, it's alive, because we'll be right at that point. We actually had papers signed last year, right before my surgery, for a home. And then something so stupid or so idiotic that's out of our control will happen, and then everything falls apart.
So you've had the home listed, and people have been looking to purchase it, is what you're saying?
Well, no, we rent it.
Oh, you rent it, okay.
Yeah, we rent it, and the landlord was my husband's employer. He doesn't believe it.
That was going to be my next question. What are you telling the landlord, and what is the landlord giving you any feedback?
Well, initially, before when the haunting show was going to air, I never told them. We weren't allowed to tell anybody, so they didn't know it until after it came out. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew it. I was afraid the people in Montandon, because most of them now are older. They knew my parents, and I've known them, you know, most of my life. And I was afraid people would think I was crazy. And for the most part, actually, they were very receptive. They wanted to know about it. And apparently, the street that I live on, it goes down our whole street and then back into a field, because some of the neighbors have told me that they've had experiences, but nobody would ever say anything. So, like, after our show came out, like, that all came out, now you're hearing about all these hauntings in Montandon.
What other experiences have the neighbors shared with you that they've had in their homes?
The one neighbor in particular told me they just have had a lot of noises and lights go on and off and that kind of stuff. Like, nobody's been hurt or anything like that. Just, you know, mainly that kind of stuff. And that stuff happens here all the time. Like, all... You know, for instance, every single night, morning, I should say, 3 a.m., like clockwork, I have one of my little dogs that sleeps with me. She will start barking at 3 a.m. and growling nonstop that I finally get up and leave that room so she'll stop. I don't know what's there. I know something's there because you can see her looking and staring and growling at something, but I physically can't see it. I don't know what it is. So I either try to ignore it and try to get her to stop barking, and if she doesn't stop barking, then I'll just leave the room and then she stops.
When you've talked with the neighbors and they've expressed to you hey, you know, there's some odd stuff that seems to go down this road, down this area here. And we've talked about the well, about that being opened, and that would make some sense. It probably goes underneath their areas as well. Did they have any clue? Do they have any insights as into what may be causing this in that specific area of land where all these homes sit?
The neighbors didn't say anything, but the particular people that were here from around Gettysburg that did the ghost tours down there, they told me it all was back to Native American. Apparently the well that ran in our yard back then was like one that they fought over. It was supposed to be, have some kind of powers, and I guess the Indian tribe fought to the death. So there was a lot of massacring done apparently on this property. The group, investigating group, the first group told me that there was a murder and there were sacrifices, but I don't know where anything was and I didn't want to know. Mm-hmm. So other than that, now Melissa, she's been coming for 2 years now, and she really hasn't sat down and told me everything that was here. So she may tell you more, I don't know. She was like writing a report. And like she said, once she gets it done, she'll like send it to me. But so I know some things, but I really don't know all of it. So I'm going to let her touch on that part because, and I told her that because I don't want to say something that I don't know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
So, you know, she can touch on more on what they felt. The first time she came with just one person and they just kind of wanted to get a feel for things. The second time they came, after I had that lapse of time experience, she actually had, was her and three other people. And they actually had a spirit box, I think it was, because we went down in the basement. I went down with them. And the first thing I remember they said, can you please tell us who I am, pointing to me. And my name, Jacinda, came across the box. And I said, that's it. I'm going upstairs.
Yeah.
And I went upstairs and tried to lay down, and they did their investigation downstairs. And I was kind of up and down on the computer and stuff like that, but I didn't go back down. I stayed upstairs.
I want to talk a little bit more. You had mentioned earlier, and I misunderstood what you were saying about the home as far as when you've come very close to being able to leave, and you had mentioned that you rent this property. Were you referring to that you've come close to going to another property, buying another home or renting another home, and something
buying one,
and then something always falls through on the property that you're about to purchase, and something ridiculous, as you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What sort of things have happened there where things have gotten ridiculous that otherwise just go, there's something that's keeping us here?
We actually had papers signed for a home. We signed, they signed, and it went back to our financing to do the final approval. And they pulled our credit score again, and both of our credit scores fell like 3 points, which they fluctuate daily.
Sure.
So they pulled the whole thing, and our real estate agent was so mad that they did that because they're like, it was 3 points. It's not like it dropped like 10 points or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. I'm like, you're kidding me. Like, we literally signed everything on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, and we haven't done anything since then, just because I had this other major surgery. And
I think the obvious question, but I think we probably know a lot of the answer to. A lot of people are going to be listening to this going and saying, well, if you're renting, why don't you just leave and at least go to another rental or something? But I would have to guess, you know, with the situation that your husband's in, the health situations that you've been in, picking up and leaving in good health is not always a good or an easy thing to do. But I'll ask you and let you answer that. Why have you not, just at least temporarily,
we have tried to find somewhere. We have five dogs and three cats.
Sure. So that limits you quite a bit.
Yeah. We have eight animals. So like people are like, and I've had excellent references, you know, the veterinary office I used to work for, but as soon as they hear that, they're like, nope, forget it.
I get you.
So that's why.
Okay.
We haven't been able to find anywhere.
Yeah. And you're not going to abandon them. I mean, they're part of your family. I understand.
No.
That. Sure.
I mean, for goodness sakes, the youngest are 14 and the oldest I just talked was 18. So it's not, we're not talking.
Sure.
Puppies, we're talking, they were born here, you know, and you just can't. So I don't want you no more and toss you away. It doesn't work that way.
I understand. I just wanted to have you answer that in your own words, because I know that's going to be something that somebody's going to ask in the questions or comments. And rather than us all speculate, mm-hmm. which are, I think, pretty obvious, you know, valid answers, but I'd rather have you give that answer yourself. Does anything there seem to make the activity increase? I know you've been saying it kind of comes and it goes. Is there mm-hmm. anything, though, that seems to stir it up from a fairly mundane time where things are more calm?
Definitely around the holidays, like around Christmas, that flared up quite a little bit. And just recently, we've tried to just do a couple changes. Like, this was one thing I want to say. We were always very adamant. My husband always kept a very nice yard. We had three beautiful magnolia trees in this yard that had been trees that, we're talking big, established trees. Everything in our yard within the last year died. We have no trees left. All the trees just died. They just died and they rotted. So we have, like, no trees. Like, we had this, I'm talking beautiful, maybe like magnolia trees that were beautiful every year, and they just died one year. And the other thing is, like, at nighttime, you know, like you look out your windows, and even though it's dark, you can still see your yard, right? You look out our windows, and it is pitch black. And my son literally lives, like, I can see his place from ours. And he's like, at nighttime, we look over there, and it's like, you guys just have this black cloud all around your property. It's like, it looks so much darker here than everywhere else. And I look out my windows and I can't even see my clothesline pole right out my kitchen window. So just recently I was talking to Melissa, this was around the holidays, because the last thing that happened to me was right around close to Christmas. I came in to sit down on my computer chair and I went to sit. The chair shot out from behind me and I went forward on the desk. And that was like the most recent thing that happened. And I told her about not being able to see out my windows, and we got off the phone and I went and looked out, and my whole entire yard, it looked like somebody had a spotlight on it. And I called her back and I'm like, what did you do? And she said, we sent angels. And ever since they did that, I can actually look outside at night and I can actually see my whole yard.
It's almost like there's literally a cloud that is... has been sitting there and making mm-hmm. it difficult to see. Has there been a reliable way? I know you've mentioned several, you know, individuals who've come, from the priest who did the blessing to some of the investigators who done some sort of maintenance things to try and keep it. Has there been any reliable way in the more recent years, like in the past 4 or 5 years, when things seem to spike up, to get things to calm down? And what is that, and who's doing that, if there is anything?
Honestly, before I contacted Melissa, for about 2 years, it was just kind of me on my own, just trying to ignore things, just trying to, you know, think, okay, it's not there, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. But within the last 2.5 years, it's been Melissa. Like, she has been faithfully, like, I've been in contact with her through Messenger. When something happens, I'll let her know and she'll call me and we'll talk on the phone. And, you know, so, you know, we'll try to make arrangements to come. And they haven't been able to come lately because of the weather, obviously. We've had a lot of snow around here lately. But for the most part, it's been her. Like, I can rely on her.
Mm-hmm. When she's coming or when she's giving direction, what exactly is going on to get things to calm down?
She just tells me to ignore it. I'm not supposed to even acknowledge it. Like, how I would always tell it to go away. She said, don't even acknowledge it, because if you're acknowledging it, you're kind of making contact with it. I'm just supposed to just completely ignore it. She said, take your basement back over, you know, try to make it, you know, fun again. So we completely turned it into a playroom for my grandson, and we all go down with them. And there are certain times where he might shy away from me a little bit, and that's when I think something might be with me. Mm-hmm. So that's what I said, sometimes I don't know. And he's starting to talk now, so mm-hmm. we'll see if he ever, you know, picks up anything.
Sure.
But it's been really hard for me, because, you know, when he was born, they lived here with us. Mm-hmm. And that was something too. Like, my son and his at the time of his fiance and their little boy. They had lived here up until Calcifer was 6 months old. And the whole entire time they were here, everything was fantastic. And we were told it was because they had so much love between the three of them. It kept things at bay, more or less, say. Mm-hmm. And then when they moved, then everything started up like all over again.
Almost like it's feeding more off of the suffering that you and your husband are going through, and that's what's
exactly
amplifying it up.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So trying to get more positivity and more, you know, light, for lack of a better term, into the home is seems to be, from what you're saying, one of the better ways to keep things at bay.
Yep. And just me not being fearful anymore. Like, yeah. I don't get afraid at all. I don't. Things don't, like, I used to be afraid to get a shower. I used to be afraid to be here by myself at night, and I'm not anymore. Mm-hmm. I just play music and just, you know, just go about my business.
Obviously, this has been something that you haven't had much control over, other than when you've been bringing people in and they've been trying to help you. It's not something where you've just been able to tell it to stop and then it respects your wishes and stays away.
Right.
What is your plan as of right now? And obviously, no one can see into the future, but what is your plan going forward with your situation and this home that you're in?
I was told that if we left, it would not follow us. I was just told that if we decide, which we are, my husband and I are actively looking now to purchase something, that I would just have to have my home blessed that I was going to purchase, and whatever belongings we take out of here to have them blessed before we put them in the new house.
So the plan is to get out of there really when you can. And
absolutely.
then hope that is the solution. And you know what? I mean, obviously you can have a lot of people do naysay and like, well, it could follow. But there's so many times where that is the solution, and that helps tremendously or completely ends it for many, many people. I truly hope that.
I feel terrible because I know the landlord will rent it again.
Yeah.
So I plan on, when we leave, I plan on putting a note somewhere that whoever moves here will find it and let them know that there were problems, because I would feel terrible if somebody else moved and stuff happened to them. Like, I would want them to be aware.
Mm-hmm. So they don't feel crazy if something starts happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sure. Well, Jacinda, I truly hope that the plan is able to be set into motion in the near future, and that is the solution, and this chapter can end for you and your husband, and you can move on to a much happier time.
I'll tell you, it's nothing that I will ever, ever forget.
That concludes part two of our interview with Jacinda Rearick. A big thank you to her for joining us and choosing to share her story exclusively on our program. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.